Committee on Economic and Job Stimulus. Welcome, day two. Hopefully, we'll have a lot of great ideas today that will be conferred upon the members. And Jim, you had a couple of housekeeping things first.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, first of all, we did put out the lunch order form for you again as a convenience to you, that the salmon colored thing. We also found the articles in three of the state's major daily papers about yesterday's proceedings. There are two articles from the Statesman Journal that are related, and one article from the Oregonian and an article from the Register Guard. We put those out at your spots. Also, yesterday there was a discussion briefly of insurance for small businesses. We talked about a bill that reinstated the ability of the Insurance Pool Governing Board to develop a package of insurance for businesses. That was in House Bill 3126. We've gotten a copy of that for you, and you can see, look at that. Also, looking forward to tomorrow on your agency response, we received positive feedback from the Department of Land Conservation and Development, from the Department of Environmental Quality, and from the Department of Administrative Services. All three of those agencies will be here.
Great. Thanks, Jim. Well, members, today we're going to have an opportunity to get a macro view of the economy in the state. I think, especially with some of the things that we heard yesterday, some specific ideas in different industry groups in terms of stimulating the economy and where jobs may be in the future. I think putting that in context as to where we are overall in this economy, our relationship to the national economy, the international economy, and see how that may plug in, where those investments in job growth are most effective. And I think a good way to do that is to get a broad-based evaluation of the economy from some of our folks in the private sector who do this for a living. And we have some of the best in the state today to give us that overview. And I will say, as Co-Chair Atkinson and I did yesterday, to all those in the audience, the greater specificity that you could provide to us as to what is going to be most effective, you know, what are the pluses and minuses of different actions that the legislative body or agencies may take, would be very, very helpful. And with that, I would ask Joe Portwright of Impresa to begin our testimony today by first stating your name for the record and proceeding.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Joe Portwright. I am an economist with Impresa in Portland, Oregon. But before I did that, I spent 12 years working for the state legislature, for you all and your predecessors, with the Joint Legislative Committee on Trade and Economic Development. And it's a pleasure to be back in Salem once again, although I wish it were under happier circumstances. What I'd like to do today, with your permission, Mr. Chairman, is really give you a picture of the Oregon economy. Because I think the critical thing, as you think about strategy for the state, is to have a clear understanding of what's going on and what this recession means, and then that will give you a platform from which to make, I think, prudent policy decisions. And I'll try, if I can, to give you some specific advice, and then perhaps we can follow up in detail and in question and answer. Let me just first give you a quick roadmap in terms of what I'll do. First of all, I just want to describe what's going on with the Oregon economy very quickly in the overall and give you a diagnostic. Second, I want to dig a little bit deeper and talk about why the Oregon economy is performing the way that it is and give you a picture of the Oregon economy that really doesn't treat it as just one amorphous blob, but treats it as really a series of discrete sectors that each have their own conditions and factors that influence them. And I think that's very important for thinking about policy. And then third, I'll talk about what I think you can do about it short-term and long-term. The first slide that's up here shows you really the Oregon's growth rate month-to-month over a little over the last decade, for the decade of the 1990s. And you can see very clearly the bars represent Oregon, the yellow line represents the growth rate for the U.S. Throughout most of the 1990s, Oregon's growth rate was much more robust than the overall growth of the Oregon economy. If we've been having this conversation most of the time over the last decade, we would have been congratulating ourselves on what a fine job the Oregon economy has done of growing. And that's clearly been the case, at least until the last couple of quarters. And if you look at the very tail end of this chart, you see Oregon's economy, which in year 2000 was performing at about the same rate as the U.S. average, slowing down somewhat, has now slowed down a lot, and we're actually into negative territory. So we're into a recession now, and Oregon is leading the nation into a recession. That is, the same factors are at work here as they are in the rest of the country. We are a little bit more sensitive to the nation. We are going in earlier than the nation as a whole. Now, let's take a little bit longer perspective to get some idea of what the magnitude of this event is. Now, you see on this chart that there was a brief national recession in 1990-91, and it basically missed Oregon. We had fewer than 6 months of negative economic growth in 1990-91. Now, take a longer picture. This covers basically the last quarter century. And you can see that basically from about 1984 through last year, with the exception of that very short slowdown in 1990, we've enjoyed about 18 years of almost uninterrupted economic growth. So I guess the first message is you have to remember that economies can go down as well as up. Recessions happen, and we have to deal with that. Now, I think the critical question is, will this recession look more like the 1991 recession, or will it look like that 1980-82 recession, which basically wiped out 10% of the state's economy? I don't think it will, for a number of very important reasons that I could go into in detail. But in terms of thinking about our economy, you can see a couple of things. First of all, we are really strongly influenced by national trends. That yellow line and those bars, the yellow line representing the nation, the bars representing Oregon, move synchronously. And this particular time, we're doing a little bit worse than the nation as a whole. The critical question is why? And I think the basis for understanding why we're performing the way we are has nothing to do with sort of the global aspects of the Oregon economy or the overall Oregon economy. It has to do with a series of very specific stories that relate to things that are happening in the industries that make up the Oregon economy. Recessions are not moral judgments about states or their policies or nations or their policies. They're the combined effect of a whole series of things happening in different industries. So let's break the Oregon economy up into a series of key industries. These are the industries which really make up the Oregon economy. This is their gross output in the latest year for which comparable data are available. And you can see that the Oregon economy is really dominated now by the output of high technology industries, over $13 billion in gross product, about $4 billion from the lumber and wood products industries, a comparable amount from ag and forest and food processing, and the metals, machinery, transportation equipment is about $2.4 billion. Those four industries, broad industry groups taken together, represent about 90% of what we export from the state of Oregon. So these are really the engines of the Oregon economy. And if you look at each of those individually, you get somewhat different stories about what's been happening. Now, if you will turn, I appreciate there's an enormous amount of detail crammed into this next chart. So in the interest of sparing your eyes, the very last page of my handout has a little bit easier to read version of this chart. I hope those behind me can follow this. What this chart does is break the performance of the Oregon economy up into what has happened in each of the major sectors of the Oregon economy. And the first column basically on your chart shows how many people worked in each of those various industries. The important thing to note here is if you look at that top line and you look at the growth rate, and this is the employment growth rate on an annual basis, the decade of the 1990s, the high-tech industry, which is computers, instruments, software, and electronics, employment in the state grew at more than 6% a year. That's boom-type employment growth. It grew more than 2.5 times faster than it did in the U.S. as a whole. So we were growing much more rapidly in high-tech. What has happened in the last 12 months is that big engine that was growing at an average of 6% a year is now growing at a rate of 1% a year. That's over the last 12-month period. The striking thing is high-tech in Oregon is not only outperformed the nation in the 1990s, it's still outperforming the U.S. today. So that is, we are, at least as of the last 12 months, and this will clearly go negative in the next quarter or two, we are outperforming the nation. The high-tech industry nationally has been declining at a rate of about 3%. So that's the first thing. You have this very big engine in terms of high-tech that hasn't gone negative. We're not losing high-tech jobs, although we will, because this recession will cost some jobs there. It's just that that growth has slowed down. Now, if you look at the other sectors of the Oregon economy, wood products, It's been a real net drag on the Oregon economy all through the 1990s. The continued structural change, the downsizing of the wood products industry, that industry has been growing somewhat nationally, but it's been shrinking in Oregon. And actually, the record for the last year has actually been somewhat favorable. Yes.
Senator Atkinson.
What do you mean a drag on the economy?
In terms of the growth rate, if you think about what is pulling the growth rate in the Oregon economy, the number of jobs in the wood products industry is getting smaller. So if you think about what's contributing to employment growth in Oregon, the wood products industry has been losing jobs, which means that it's slowing down our growth rate from what it would otherwise be. So a drag in the sense of contributing to employment growth.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Drew.
I have a question relative to that. I mean, you talk to anybody in the wood products industry, and those of us who represent areas that have timber, they're going to tell you that it wasn't the wood products industry that's dragging us down. It's government regulation that's made it impossible to harvest a crop that we planted years ago for harvest. So hopefully you'll kind of think about that as we...
Clearly, Mr. Chairman, Senator George, the availability of timber is one issue. Another issue is that the dominant form of panel products in the United States was plywood for a number of years. In fact, in the late 1960s, two-thirds of all the panel products, plywood, produced in the United States was produced in Oregon. Today, virtually all the panel product market has been lost, I shouldn't say all of it, but much of it, especially the commodity end of it, has been lost to oriented strand board and other substitutes. So there's been technological change, and I think you raised an important point. You have to understand this economy, industry by industry, and both what's happening on the supply side and what's happening on the demand side. Now, the favorable development, if I could just continue, on the wood product side is, in wood products, you can see that Oregon is not going down as much as the nation in the last 12 months. And part of the reason for that is we used to be a swing producer of commodity products, and we would come on when times were good, and we would go out when times were bad. Oregon producers have shifted more of their production now to things like engineered wood products and to value-added wood products that are less cyclical. So this structural change that's been occurring in the Oregon economy has made in the wood products industry, you know, it's been, as I said, somewhat of a drag on our growth rate, but it's in a better position structurally now than it was, say, a decade ago, because it's not the swing producer that it used to be, or not so much the swing producer.
Yeah.
I think, as I would just quickly run down these other sectors, one of the things that's striking when you look at metals and transportation equipment, the metals industry and transportation equipment industries in Oregon, and that includes aluminum, steel, titanium, trailers, aircraft parts, barges and the like, and Freightliner would be very significant in that. Those industries have been outperforming the nation in Oregon for the decade of the 1990s by wide margins. Metals industry growing about five times as fast in Oregon as nationally. Transportation equipment growing at 4% a year during the 1990s and contracting. What that tells you is Oregon has been a very strong location for those industries. But those are industries that are very cyclical, as we all know. And in the last year, with the problems in energy prices, with the collapse of the transportation